This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. It's been 10 days since the collapse of Utah's Crandall Canyon mine. Yesterday, rescuers searching for the six trapped miners got a bit of good news.
Electronic receivers picked up some faint sounds from below, and video showed an undamaged area where the men could possibly have taken refuge. But the sounds were not the standard three thuds miners use to communicate after a collapse.
The chief executive of Murray Energy, Robert Murray, joins us now from the Crandall Canyon mine. Mr. Murray, I know this is a difficult time for everyone there. Thank you for taking a few minutes for us.
Yes, Sir James, we're pleased to do so.
First, can you bring us up to date? You've got some new video images, and there were some sounds detected down in the mine. Any hint of the six miners?
Well, we did pick up sounds on the number three borehole that was 1,415 feet deep. They were lasted for about 5 minutes, and they were intermittent at about 1.5 seconds each. We have no idea whether that is the sound of a human signaling us or what the sound is, because the geophones will pick up elk, they'll pick up thunder, they'll pick up a lot of noises. But we are hopeful enough that it might have been one of the trapped miners signaling us, that we are now drilling at that location where we think the sounds emanated from. But I want to say this to you, James. The real important part here, while we're drilling our fourth hole on a very rugged, steep mountain, the real effort is underground to try to recover the miners underground. And that has been very disappointing. It's been very difficult because we've been having seismic activity every day. We had one here in the night. We've advanced about 800 feet, and we feel we have about 1,200 feet to go to where we think the miners are. Eventually, through the underground recovery, that's how we'll have to recover them in. James, there's one other important part of this, the families. They have been so patient. Indeed, James, they've given me strength through this whole tragedy.
I know this must be a very tough time. What are you telling the families? Obviously, you want to be optimistic, but it's been 10 days. Are you trying to be somewhat realistic as well?
Oh, yes. What I did is I found out early last week that the son of one of the trapped miners is a miner himself. And another is an experienced mining brother of one of the trapped miners. So I asked them to go with me underground, and I've been going underground most days. And they come out and give the reports to the family, and they do a better job than I could.
Mr. Murray, mining is a dangerous business. We all know that. But you must be aware of this memo that came out that indicated that there was a weakened section of that mine last March, just 900 feet away from this existing collapse site, that experienced a bump or a bounce in which the support pillars actually collapse, and you had to stop mining in that area temporarily. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know that. I'm hearing it for the first time. I can tell you that seismic activity, tectonic activity, rock mechanic activity underground occurs every day. They're not dangerous if you know how to do it, and we do it every day. I can tell you that the mine is in compliance with the law, been approved by the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration.
Well, let me clarify another point, and that is, were these miners engaged in so-called retreat mining? Where the
No, they were not. There are eight solid firm pillars around the miners where they were mining. They had previously been involved in retreat mining, which is approved by the government and the engineering firms that we use. But we were not doing retreat mining at the time of the accident.
Was retreat mining not being done because of the structure down there not being solid enough?
No, we had stopped retreat mining, and in this area we're just doing first mining only. This mountain has been mined for decades, and the forces that have caused this came thousands of feet away and overrode where the mining men were mining.
You still believe then that it was an earthquake that caused this, even though seismologists and other mining experts believe it was the collapse that caused the seismographs?
You can't simplify it that way. The original forces that caused this, that I said caused it, the report and investigations already show that I was correct. That we can deal with later. I am focused right now on getting these trapped miners out alive and dealing with their families.
Robert Murray, Chief Executive of Murray Energy, thank you very much and good luck out there.
Thank you, James.